Who are the hackers really targeting? That's our question on today's MSP Zone.
You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Welcome. Today, we are talking about a story that is making its way around to all the different outlets. And I'm talking about mainstream news outlets, some of the more obscure tech outlets. The point is it's showing up everywhere. I was getting news alerts over the last couple of days, and I'm thinking, okay, why are they, you know, if you do what I do and you get news alerts on different keywords that you follow, and this one is a story that just started cropping up everywhere, and it was generated off of a press release. I'm pretty sure it was a Microsoft, either a press release or a press briefing that Microsoft gave and prompted all these articles to be written about it. And it's a good, I've laid my hand on the actual press release if such a thing actually exists, but it's interesting because you look at all the different articles, they're pretty much the same. And the topic is about the same group that perpetrated the attack on SolarWinds late last year, late 2020, is at it again. And that's the gist of the Microsoft briefing. And it got me thinking because there's not a lot of analysis, at least in most of the articles that I've read on this. And I wanted to add some of my thoughts about the story. Not to change or add to the facts, but to give some perspective on what it means. And I'll read you a little bit about some of the pull quotes from the article. This one in particular comes from CNBC. Online, and the title is SolarWinds Hackers Are Targeting the Global IT Supply Chain, Microsoft Says. And, okay, so not exactly a new news story, not exactly something we haven't been aware of, at least those of us in the profession. Maybe Microsoft is just becoming aware of it. I doubt that. I think Microsoft has probably known for a long time that this is happening. But reading from the CNBC article, I'll post it in the show notes so you guys can read it for yourself. And it talks about Nobelium, which is the Russia-backed or Russia-linked hacking group that was apparently behind the attack late last year on a lot of U.S. government agencies using the SolarWinds Orion toolset. And the article talks to probably the writers here or gave the briefing. Name is Tom Burt from Microsoft Corporate Vice President of Customer Security and Trust. And goes on talking about how this group has been, starting with the attack late last year, has now in 2021 been targeting IT service provider supply chains. And so here's the quote. This time it is attacking a different part of the supply chain, resellers and other technology service providers that customize, deploy, and manage cloud services and other technologies on behalf of their customers, wrote Burt in a blog on Monday. So apparently it's not a press release, it's one of their blogs. And it looks like it might be a Microsoft official blog. So it's not like one of this guy's individual perspective. It's an official policy, if I can call it that, from Microsoft. And it doesn't really talk about anything particularly revolutionary. I mean, it talks a little bit about the techniques, using phishing, emails and phishing tactics to perpetrate these crimes. Yeah, I'm looking at some 140 resellers and technology service providers have been targeted by Nobelium so far, according to the tech giant, which said it believes 14 have been compromised. I don't know where they're getting that data. The 140 sounds oddly familiar, like maybe it's related to the Kaseya attack middle of this year in July. But I'm not aware of any data that says that 14 service providers have been compromised. So I'd be really curious to see where Microsoft or this gentleman are getting that data. But nevertheless, let's just move on. And then the article says, okay, well, the CNBC reporters tried to reach the Russian embassy, tried to reach Nobelium, the hacking group, and nobody is commenting. Wow, okay, that's not an earth-shattering thing. They even have the TAS news agency is giving a non-denial, apparently. So what do you make of this? Why is this something that we are spending time on in the MSP zone? Let me tell you. Here is my considered opinion. We know that we are in the midst of a fairly sustained global attack. Whether it started with the pandemic or, as I believe, it was exacerbated by the pandemic. It increased during the pandemic, but it did not start with the pandemic. It started well before the pandemic ever hit. We were getting attacks like these well before this. But they have increased in the frequency and the severity. And I'd like to make a couple of points here. Who are the real targets of these ransomware attacks? Now, there's two answers to that. One is, who's the ultimate target? Are they ransoming the MSPs? No, they're not ransoming the MSPs. The MSP isn't the ultimate target. The ultimate target is the customer. The customer entities outweigh the number of MSPs on an order of magnitude that is, you know, what, 100-to-1 at least, right? There's more, far more end user organizations than there are MSPs out there. And the end user organizations are the real ultimate target. Let's never forget that. They are the ones that the attack groups, the ransomware groups, ultimately want to mass infect and collect ransoms from. It's not revolutionary either, what I'm saying. I'm just giving you this as a level set. Who are the other targets? Who are the other targets in these supply chain attacks? Well, the ultimate goal is the end user, but what's the immediate attack vector, maybe, is the better question. And the average person out there might say, after listening to this program, reading news stories, oh, well, it's the MSP. It's the MSP that's the real target, because the MSP has all these customers that they service and they have access to those customers. Yeah, let's go after the MSP. That's a fair point. So the supply chain vector of attack is not a new thing either. And it doesn't mean that it's bad. It doesn't mean that this person from Microsoft is dumb for saying it, but it's not news to us in the profession. We've been aware of this for a while. I think actually the end user organizations, for the most part, have been aware of this now for the last year or two. So again, I don't think that we're talking about anything revolutionary or eye-opening or novel when it comes to the style of attacks, the methods of attacks being employed. But is it really the MSP that's being attacked? Is that the ideal target? My opinion is no. It's not the MSP who is the real target of these attacks. It's the break-fix provider. It's the, put differently, the less mature, the least mature MSP out there is the most ideal target for these attackers. Put even more differently, it is the casual MSP, the I'm really a VAR, break fix, reactive IT shop, consultancy, billable hours, time and materials, hero of all things technical. That is the perfect, the ideal target for a hacker. Why? Because they are light on efficiency, light on scalability. They may or may not have decent security protocols or controls in place, but even if they do, they have no process from which they can scale it or enforce it for that matter. And to be honest, as a break fix shop, they probably have no need to do that because that's not what rewards a break fix shop. Time and materials, billable hours is what the ultimate reward is for a break fix reactive IT shop. But what's the other thing that they also have? They've got remote access technology. Someone sold them remote access technology. And they're sitting out there calling themselves an MSP, drawing all this fire from the hacking groups with no real natural defense on how to protect against it. Now, if some of you out there are getting a little irked that I'm bringing this up, that's fine. I can take it. But I'm going to give you a little bit of a reality check here. I've talked to enough MSPs, even some MSPs who used Kaseya, still use Kaseya, still use Enable, still use Datto. But let's stick with Kaseya because they were the most recent attack. I've talked to MSPs who did not have significant disruption because of the Kaseya attack, and nor did their customers, nor did their managed services customers severely get impacted. When I mean that, they didn't lose data. I mean, they may have had a data breach warning. They may have had a scare. They may have had we need to check our perimeter. Let's check things, make sure there's actually no malware sitting in our systems. I mean, they probably had some inconvenience. I don't want to dismiss that. But they weren't taken offline. They weren't actually impacted by ransomware. They didn't have their systems and their data locked up and business ground to a halt. Some did. But the MSPs I talked to, yeah, they took their system offline. They took the off-premise Kaseya agents offline, but they still worked. They still did their managed services duties as they had been doing before. They had redundancies. They had alternative systems. They had alternative processes that allowed them to perform managed services even with a critical, mission-critical system like Kaseya offline. It's not the MSP that is the target. In fact, if you want my opinion, I think these hacking groups are scared to death of getting in front of an MSP. That's an overstatement. Let me rephrase. The hacking groups don't want to tangle with an MSP because it's not profitable for them. There's no money in it. Why would you, as a hacking organization, say, let's spend a bunch of our time and resources hitting square on the, you know, squarely face-to-face against an MSP only to be thwarted, never pay off, and none of their customers, none of their managed services customers ever pays off? Now, they're going to the less mature companies. And I am making a distinction here by calling them not MSPs, but calling them mostly break-fix companies who happen to have MSP tools that are being used. Now, there's there's two ways that you can think about this. If you're in agreement with me so far that that's actually what's happening. And I think there's an ample amount of evidence that I've heard over the last 3 years on the types of quote-unquote service providers that have been compromised by ransomware. And I'm not saying that that no true legitimate MSP has ever been hit. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying that the vast majority of evidence that I have read indicates that it is the significantly less mature service provider, many of them calling themselves MSPs or saying that they provide managed services, who have been the victims of these attacks. And if you take a look at the vast majority of MSPs, they have not been impacted. They have not had a successful attack on their MSP organization, or if their customers were hit, it wasn't due to a supply chain vendor technology vulnerability, meaning it was a customer who opted out of using MFA. The customer didn't use, you know, backup as a service. They didn't have, you know, usable functional data backups to restore from, right? The customer circumvented their own protections and said, "Oh, we're gonna continue to do business as normal," and boom, they get hit. And you know, that's not the fault of the MSP. But the hackers are going after the less mature, the less efficient, the less scalable IT companies. And I think it's about time that we stop calling them MSPs, because they are not. Those companies are something else. And I don't know what you call them, but they have wanted into the MSP club for so many years, and they've called themselves MSPs for so long, and it's had problems in the market, from pricing to, you know, undesirable sales practices, marketing practices, promises to deliver services that they can't deliver. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And I'm not telling you anything that I haven't heard from countless MSPs over the last two decades. So don't get your feathers ruffled about this, because I'm just relaying what is actually happening out there and what I'm being actually told. And I think if you're honest with yourself, you'll recognize that these are conversations you, as MSPs, have probably also participated in countless conferences that you've gone to over the last number of years. These are not real MSPs. Or if they are real MSPs, they're so early in their practice that they don't yet have some of these natural defenses that are very easy to implement. But they're nevertheless getting hit successfully, and the bad guys now believe, this is a prime field of opportunity for us. When in fact, it shouldn't be. And in fact, if you take the real legitimate MSPs that do have documented practices, that do have redundancies in place, forget what their customers do. I'm talking just the MSPs themselves. The MSPs are a far more difficult target for these hacking groups. It doesn't mean that they're not impenetrable. It doesn't mean that they're 100% perfect. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that they're a heck of a lot more difficult to crack than the break-fix provider. And so as these articles get written more and more and more, I would like all of you to think about what I just said, and if you believe it, pass the message on. If your customers bring this up, pass this on to them, that there's a real difference between a practicing MSP and a break-fix reactive shop that has some MSP tools, but probably doesn't know how to use them real effectively. And if you're putting two and two together, if you're a customer out there, yeah, you might want to do a little bit more due diligence on the type of MSPs you are talking to. You might want to really find out if they are an MSP. Now, folks, the stakes have gotten very high here, in case you haven't been paying attention for the last 3 years. And I think we owe it to ourselves, we owe it to our profession to start to draw a more firm line in the sand that says this is what an MSP is and this is something else. And if you want to call yourself an MSP, if you want to be in that community of trusted professionals, there are certain things that are expected of you. There are things that you should be doing for yourself internally as a company, and there are certain things that you should be doing and or recommending to your customers. And we're probably at the point where there are certain things that if the customers aren't doing it themselves, you probably don't want to be working with them because it's unsafe for you and it's unsafe for your other customers. But we're at that point. We've reached that point. And I think the hackers know it. I think the hackers now know. I mean, they're pretty smart people. They're efficient at the very least. And they don't like inefficiency in their efforts. They want a return on their investment just like anybody else does. And there is no return on investment for hacking a mature MSP. Don't know if I can say the same thing about a break fix shop. And maybe, just maybe, something needs to be done about that. That's my thought. What do you guys think?
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.